From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is clarifying if and when international sanctions on North Korea will be lifted.
As defense ministers, we must maintain a strong, collaborative, defensive stance so we enable our diplomats to negotiate from a calm position of strength in this critical time. Especially now, we must remain vigilant. And we will continue to implement all UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea. North Korea will receive relief only when it demonstrates verifiable and irreversible steps to denuclearization.
U.S. and North Korean officials continue to lay the groundwork ahead of the expected summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The meeting is set to take place June 12th in Singapore. Several thousand Jordanians have joined the largest protest yet against the government's recent austerity measures, including price hikes and planned tax increases. Riot police scuffled with demonstrators late Saturday and fired several tear gas volleys to keep them away from the prime minister's office. Pakistan says at least six militants were killed and five soldiers wounded in shootouts along the troubled border with Afghanistan. A military statement said that in the past 24 hours, terrorists from the Afghan side have staged repeated fire raids and physical attacks on Pakistani outposts and border fencing teams. It said security forces responded effectively and repulsed the attacks in the northwestern and southwestern area. One area suffered seven cross-border militant attacks since Saturday alone. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China warns U.S. trade deals are off if terror threats are followed up. NBC correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
China has warned any deals produced will not take effect if President Donald Trump's threatened tariff hike on Chinese goods goes ahead. The warning comes after top officials wrapped up a meeting on Beijing's pledge to narrow its trade surplus. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said they had discussed specific American exports China might purchase, but the talks ended with no joint statement, and neither side released details. Washington is pressing Beijing to narrow its politically volatile trade surplus with the U.S., which reached a record $375.2 billion last year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States is being singled out by its allies over the Trump administration's tariffs on steel and aluminum. At the G7 finance ministers meeting in Canada, they expressed their concern and disappointment over the tariffs. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin responded.
There's a lot of issues that are going on. The president's been personally involved in our trade updates. We meet with him almost every week on these issues. And again, I'm sure he will be addressing with the other leaders the trade issues.
And he is referring to the G7 meeting in Quebec this week to be attended by President Trump. At least four Somali soldiers were killed, more than 10 others wounded, when al-Shabaab militants stormed a military base in the semi-autonomous region of Puntland in northeastern Somalia. Sources say scores of heavily armed al-Shabaab militants carried out the raid on the base as they burned a number of military vehicles. And as Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, the International Organization for Migration says it has repatriated 150 Somali migrants stranded in Libya this past week.
IOM spokesman Joel Millman says the organization's voluntary repatriation program has saved thousands of migrants of different nationalities from this dire fate.
We believe that these flights and other activities that IOM is doing in Libya is assisting in getting people home, and that is reducing the risk and the actual fatalities of some of the world's most vulnerable migrants from this route across the Mediterranean.
Data show nearly 30,000 Somali migrants and refugees have left Libya by sea for Italy since 2014.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. The French news agency is reporting five new suspected cases of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo. AFP reported Saturday that DRC health authorities recorded two new cases of illness in one area, three new cases in another. Both are in the northwest province. A new Ebola virus outbreak was first declared in DRC on May 8th in Bokoro. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.